Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post, on CBS Sports Radio.
Make some noise in the enjoyment! One, two, three! Let me see those hands again! Yeah. Hang on now! Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
A good Friday, jump. One and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. Taz, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good, Moose. It's Friday. Everyone's
it
happy.
Is.
Yes. And they're definitely happy.
We made it.
North of us. They're very happy, yes, we know. But yes, we did make it. We made it through the rain, and we are here for the end of the week. Everyone's happy here.
Eric Smith, Raptors Radio Network, with the call bringing us out as your Toronto Raptors are your 2019 NBA champions with a 114-110 victory over the Golden State Warriors last night and in Game 6. And that series is now history, and all the accomplishments that go Toronto's way, whether it be Kawhi Leonard, 732 points in the postseason, third most all-time, whether it be Kawhi Leonard, just the third player ever in NBA history to win championships with two different franchises. He becomes finals MVP in both conferences, first player to ever do that in the history of the NBA Finals. Remarkable accomplishment there. And we saw, obviously, all the injuries for the Golden State Warriors, the latest being the one with Klay Thompson toward the tail end of the third quarter, tearing that ACL in his left knee. Just another devastating blow for Golden State. They gave it the old puncher's try. Even if they survived Game 6, they'd have no shot in Game 7 up in Toronto on Sunday night. So it would have been much more of a foregone conclusion. Toronto ends the series, so we don't have to deal with the Game 7. And they eliminate Golden State and win the NBA championship.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, you know, and as far as Kawhi, like, as great as he is, it's awesome because it's tough not to like him, you know, because he kind of does his business. He keeps his nose to the grindstone, as the cliche goes. He does his thing, and there's no drama. There's no issues with him. He just plays. You know what I mean? He just plays. He plays hard. His interviews seem, you know, after the game, no matter if they win or lose, he seems genuine. But it was nice to see him show some emotion. He was happy.
Yeah.
You know, happy that they won and, you know, that they're the champs now. Also, side note, I think it's interesting that back-to-back Knights, Moose, we crowned two champs, one in the NHL, never been champs before, you know, in the St. Louis Blues. And now last night, the Raptors in the NBA never been champs before. So that's kind of cool, back-to-back Jones.
Right, and first team from Canada win an NBA championship as well as Jurassic Park and everybody up in Toronto and the nation watched to our Nortaz and rooted on their Toronto Raptors. You know, best player on the court for Toronto last night was Kyle Lowry. It was not Kawhi Leonard. Lowry, who got ridiculed for his end-of-game shot and people mocked him out and joked and on social media. Kyle Lowry last night, especially in that first half, first quarter when the Toronto Raptors hit 7 of 14 from the three-point line. Kyle Lowry was the best player on the court for Toronto last night. And Kawhi did his thing, but I don't think it was a great Kawhi Leonard performance. Siakam was fantastic, dropping in 26. Van Vliet with 22 coming off the bench. Ibaka with 15. They had, you know, five different Raptor players in double figures as the night went along. But, you know, everyone loves to ridicule Kyle Lowry. Actually felt good for him a little bit more. Even, I mean, it feel good for Kawhi Leonard, but for Kyle Lowry, I actually felt good for him because of the ridicule that he's taken and the punches that he's taken over time. And a lot of it justified because he's been a bad postseason player. Last night in a closeout game, he was fantastic.
He really was. And you nailed it in that first half, definitely that first quarter. He was, it felt like every three-pointer he took, he made. I mean,
right.
They really got out of the box quick, did the Raptors, and that's what you got to do when you're on the road, especially, and you're playing a team that's motivated, that's got this great legacy, and they're the best of the best in the Warriors. And Lowry, to your point, led the charge on that, and he was on fire. And you're right, he's a great feel-good story also. He's not as big as the other guys, and he's probably been told his whole career, you're not going to make it, you're not going to be a top guy or whatever. And he went to the finals and basically assisted in a big way for his team to win with the 26 points.
He was great. He was great, as was Van Vliet. You know, the shot to give him, you know, the lead late. I mean, he had, you know, the big-time three with about, I think it was, what, 3:20 to go, something like that in regulation. That put him up three. I mean, Taz, you know, Van Vliet showed you the toughness, you know, took the elbow to the face. You know, it was, you know, not on purpose. It just happened to be an elbow to the face in which he lost part of his front tooth and was bloodied and taken back to the locker room. It was a tremendous player at Wichita State for those great Shocker teams that make great runs in the NCAA tournament. You know, the great lead guard for them. He was fantastic in this series, and really his game was taken to another level ever since, you know, after him and his wife had their second child. His focus on the court was off the charts. He was basically 15 or more points every single night for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, off the bench, Van Vliet, massive last night for Toronto. And Ibaka was real good, too, with 15 points. So, and that's what you're getting when you get those guys off the bench that are playing that well, besides the five guys that are starting. Just, yeah, it was awesome to see. I mean, I had no dog in the fight. You had no dog in the fight. But it's tough not to root for the Raptors, in my opinion, because we've seen Golden State and all their success and this legacy over time, and it's always been just a foregone conclusion. They're going to be the champs. They're going to win. No one's going to beat them. And, you know, and then, of course, like you brought up, I think, last week, if Toronto were to win, which now we know they did, did they beat the real Warrior team, you know, because they're banged up? I mean, I think that's interesting and a fun and good conversation that maybe a lot of people have today at work or wherever, you know.
I'll see how you answer they did.
What's up?
How does anyone answer that they did?
Well, I think you play who's in front of you, as the expression goes, and that's what Toronto did, right? So I know that they played, Durant was basically non-existent through the thing. I get that.
They played 12 minutes in the series. I mean, I don't see, you know, I threw out there, does it take it away? I mean, you know, if you go to work today, And you're a Raptor fan, Taz, and you say, well, we dethroned the NBA champs. You beat Golden State.
Right.
You beat the Warriors. You didn't beat the Warriors. I mean, because you can't tell me Klay Thompson had 30 points their third quarter. You know, the Toronto Raptors won that game by 4 points with Golden State have really one offensive option in the fourth quarter, and that being Steph Curry. That was it. I mean, there's no Kevin Durant in this series. It's not the Golden State team that won the last two NBA championships that were going for the three-peat, and that's fine. And we've seen other NBA teams, and when they get to the NBA Finals, get absolutely ravaged by injury. Look at the Boston Celtics. What was it, 87 against the Los Angeles Lakers? Ravaged by injury. Does anyone care if you're a Laker fan? No, that banner still hangs up.
That's right.
Out in Los Angeles, and you're still proud of it. But, I mean, it is a side note to the series. I mean, it is a note to the series. That was not, you know, the LeBron lovers will tell you all about the fact that the Warriors beat LeBron and the Cavaliers in that first go-around, and LeBron did not have Kevin Love and did not have Kyrie Irving. And that's all well and good, and that's true. And absolutely that is true. And that did affect, the outcome of that series and just how good of a series that was. That was not Golden State. I mean, it just wasn't. I mean, Klay Thompson not being a part of that game in the third quarter – If Toronto didn't win that game last night, it should have been shame on them. I mean, they had no reason. Once Thompson was out with that torn ACL, there's no reason Toronto should lose that game. None. They're the better basketball team.
Right. No, well, you know, I hear you. I mean, I'm a little different. I mean, I differ in what you're saying. I mean, I feel like I said a moment ago, you play who's in front of you. You know, I everything you laid out are facts, no doubt about it. You know, especially when you got someone to the level of Kevin Durant who played 11, 12 minutes in the whole series in the finals and hadn't played for a month. And Thompson missed, what did he miss, one or two games with the hamstring?
Oh, he missed one game. He missed the quarter last night, right.
But what's the thing, right? The thing is, you know, what do really good teams do? When you're playing the great team and the really good team is banged up, hurt, and injuries, which are part of the game, you take advantage of your opportunities. And that's exactly what Toronto did. So to me, I don't want to, just for my personal preference and opinion, I don't want to, and I won't diminish or take away from the Raptors. You know what I mean? Their victory. I feel like it's kind of unfair to them and unfair to the fan base, in my view. Because it was very impressive and it's an awesome time for them.
It's not taking anything away. It's just the reality.
I said what you said was factual. No, I'm not saying wasn't factual.
I'm giving Toronto credit, but right. If you don't think, I mean, if injuries played a major role in determining the series.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. But
well, that's not taking anything away from them. It's just a fact. I mean, that is. I mean, that's the case. I mean, there's nobody that watches the NBA that's going to tell you that, and it's going to say injuries played no role in this series.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with that.
It's not taking anything away from Toronto.
But
how am I insulting Toronto by saying that?
No. I'm not. Look, you can say whatever you want to say, and I can say what I want to say.
We have different opinions. I hear what you're saying. I'm not insulting or anything.
No, just like.
How am I taking away from
Toronto? I don't know. I feel like if a team, you know, if you're playing against a team and their best guy, one of their best guys is out, or two of their best guys out, and then they win the whole thing and they win the championship, and it's. Well, you know, and I'm paraphrasing what you're saying. You didn't say it like this. But, well, if this guy was in and this guy was there and this guy was playing, well, they wouldn't have won. I mean, you're not saying it that bluntly. But that's why I feel like, to me, that's a little bit kind of tarnishing their victory, in my view.
Well, I'll put if Kevin Durant played in the series and Klay Thompson and it was the Warriors from 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors would win the championship. I mean, they're probably a better bet. We don't know that though, Mooch.
You can't say that's your opinion.
I think they're a better basketball team. My opinion. I think they're winning the NBA title.
Yeah, but injuries and health and the grind of the season is part of playing the games. And they weren't healthy enough to compete as a unit.
So they lost. Right. And my whole point being is that they didn't. If you wake up this morning, those are going to say, well, they took down. I have a problem with someone saying, well, they took down the two-time NBA champs when Kevin Durant's in New York City having an Achilles surgery. And you won't see him for the next year.
Right.
And Klay Thompson is being helped off the court and basically walking out of the arena. On crutches last night after a torn ACL in that fourth quarter. I mean, I'm not taking any. Congrats to the Raptors. Celebrate. Enjoy it. If they're not the first team to be able to benefit from the other team being ravaged by injury, that was not Golden State last night. It just wasn't. I mean, that's not the championship team. And that's the point that I made last week when talking about Toronto, because you got a sense of the vibe that the series was trending in this direction. And they played very, very well in this series, and they deserve all the credit in the world. And Nick Nurse and his staff and the box in one, and you saw some zone, some triangle in two, and what they were doing. The Golden State Warriors in the fourth quarter last night had one viable offensive option, and that being Steph Curry, and they had nobody else. I mean, so I look at it as being a team that took advantage of a situation.
And that's what great teams do, and they
didn't beat a great team.
No, but they
beat a team in front of them that was a shell of a championship team.
Klay Thompson was on the court for the first half, correct? Healthy?
Taz, it comes down to
the Raptors outscored. I'm just saying. I mean, the Raptors outscored them in the first half.
Right, they did.
I mean, so I'm just giving you my stance. I feel like you play who's in front of you, and I understand what you're saying, and what you're saying is factual. It definitely is about Kevin Durant, his greatness, Klay Thompson. I get it. I don't disagree. But you're saying they didn't beat Golden State. Well, I mean, then you're saying
they beat the Warriors.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. But then you're saying Golden State is one or two guys. Then you're saying in an overview, you're saying Golden State is not Golden State without Kevin Durant. That's kind of what you're saying.
And Klay Thompson.
Okay, but Klay Thompson played.
I understand in the fourth quarter and he didn't play in the entirety of one other game, too.
But so it's like, so it's, I mean, should the Warriors, I'm being sarcastic here what I'm about to say, but I mean, should the Warriors, like, forfeit because, wait, hold on, our two best guys are hurt?
No,
or
that's not the
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you got to still.
It's a stars-oriented league.
I know it is. I'm not a knucklehead.
I'm taking a guy that should have been an All-NBA player in Klay Thompson and the best offensive player in the world off of Golden State. That's going to affect him.
I know it is, but that,
I know,
as an athlete, everyone, you play who's in front of you.
It's
the jersey. It's the logo. You're playing the Warriors.
But we're not playing in the game last night. It's Toronto. If to a man, do you think Toronto thinks that they beat, they took advantage of a situation? I guarantee if I ask Kyle Lowry the question, I guarantee you Kyle Lowry's going to tell you, yes. I mean, we benefited from the fact that Golden State was hurt.
Of course he's going to say, because that's the truth, and he should say that.
And that's the point.
And that, but I'm saying that doesn't, and right, that is the point. You're right. But that doesn't, I feel like it's, okay, you're saying, well, they didn't beat the guys who were the champs, the guys that were all playing last year from Kevin Durant, from Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, that whole unit together, Draymond, all of them together. That great chemistry with those five, the five starters that they have that have been dominant,
right?
But that's part of it's like what happened. I mentioned this a while back with the Eagles when Wentz went down. I mean, Foles came in and played great, and no one expected that to happen. So let's say Foles didn't play great, and then you beat the Eagles, and then it's like, well, you know what? If Nick Foles was there, they wouldn't have been, I mean, I'm sorry, not Nick Foles. If what's his name was Wentz was in there, that never would have happened. That's a team.
Yeah,
it's about team to me. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Taz, but listen, you bring
football's
up the quarterback.
Different.
It's just a different. It's just a different beast when you look at the NBA.
I'm talking about a quarterback, though.
No,
you know what I mean?
I know you're talking about the quarterback, but there's other ways I can win a football game in terms of dominating my defense. When my team is so heavily and. That's where, when my team is so top-heavy and heavily invested in my star players, when I look at Golden State, and it is Klay Thompson, it's Kevin Durant, it's Draymond Green, and it's Steph Curry, and I'm so as top-heavy as they are,
right.
I'm not going to have the quality depth of the bench or the guys coming off of it that can be able to carry the load or pick up some of the, can pick up when a guy goes down a significant injury. First of all, I'm never going to be able to replace a guy like Kevin Durant.
Right. I mean, I agree with that.
I mean, that comes along with the territory.
I totally agree with that.
I'm never going to be able to replace a guy in the third quarter like Klay Thompson. It took Herculean effort. I'm glad the series ended last night because game seven would have been a bloodletting up in Toronto with no Thompson and no Kevin Durant. So I'm happy Toronto won that game last night and we don't have to deal with that on Sunday night because that would have been an absolute beatdown by the Toronto Raptors because it would have taken Steph Curry having to score 60 points. You literally had a game last night where Steph Curry was the only viable offensive option. Cousins isn't. I mean, Andre Iguodala played out of his mind.
Right, Draymond isn't either.
Out of his mind. Right. Draymond Green's not a great offensive player.
Right.
He can't. I mean, at one point in time, he was shooting 15% from behind the arc. Iguodala's hitting 41% from the free throw line. And people are going to say, well, I mean, look at those guys. They were former All-Stars, but they fit roles on a Golden State team. Let's not put the blinders on and understand the importance of what Golden State does. If you look at Golden State as being an offensive team, and listen, it is what it is. What bothered me, though, is when I hear people saying, well, Toronto took down the two-time defending champs, the Golden State Warriors. Listen, I'll give Toronto all the credit in the world. I have a man crush on Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
I think Nick Nurse has done a wonderful job. But let's call it like it is. If you want to be truthful and look at the situation of what it is, don't make the win bigger than what it is. It's big enough on its own. You won the NBA title. You won the Larry O'Brien trophy. But don't make it out to be like you just beat the Golden State Warriors at the peak of their game because they didn't. And there were people last night that were making that claim, and that's the thing that bothered me a little bit.
I don't argue that.
And that's the thing.
I mean,
Toronto's going to celebrate. They're going to enjoy it as rightfully they should.
So to the point you're making, okay, the Raptors did not beat the configuration of Warrior players that are the great Warrior players from KD and Clay and Steph and all that. Right.
Correct.
I can't throw a flag on that comment. I don't disagree. I didn't pay attention to any of these people that you're talking. I didn't see it, to be frank.
No, that's fine.
Of folks that were like saying, they just beat the champs.
Right. I mean, Raptor fans. We took down the champs. We beat the champs. The ending of a run. And listen, it might be the ending of a run because Kevin Durant ends up in via free agency and he's not going to play basketball next year. And now you've got Klay Thompson, Taz, coming back from a torn ACL.
And
that's devastating because Thompson, I believe, if he stays in that game last night and plays in the fourth quarter, I think Klay Thompson might be scoring 45 points.
That
he ends
be.
Up with 30.
He was hot.
I mean, he was unbelievable last night. I just look at it and say, 20 years from now, are people going to look back on it? Not really. I mean, honestly, not really. It's going to be part of the conversation when you look at the series of all the injuries Golden State suffered.
Sure.
But it's going to be such a hell of an accomplishment for the Toronto Raptors. But let's not put the head in the sand and make it out to be like it's not part of the story. Because injuries played a massive role in the way that this series played out. The fact that the Raptors are the champs in six games and Golden State got dethroned, a lot of it had to do in the style and fashion which the series played.
Right.
It was just how banked up Golden State was.
My only point, just real quick here, is like what I said. Like, I don't feel like I look at it like I've been saying.
Yeah.
You play who's in front of you. You don't control, if you're the Raptors, you don't control who Kerr plays, who's injured on the Warriors, who's not injured. You have no control of that. You play who is in front of you, and you go 100%, you know what, to the wall. And that's it. And that's how that's the athlete mindset. But, if people were saying that last night, I get you drifting. I can see how that could be annoying. Like, you beat the champs. And when it's not the same configuration of men on the court.
Right.
I understand
listen,
that.
Toronto's thinking about, Kawhi Leonard last night, Taz, is thinking about the iconic shot that he hit against your Philadelphia 76ers. Kawhi Leonard's thinking about,
on the rim, it bounced on the rim.
Right, it replays on ESPN, as I just said it. This morning, Taz. I mean, you look at the very fact of what the Toronto Raptors accomplished. It's remarkable. And, Masai Ujiri deserves all the credit in the world for putting a championship-caliber team together. Aside from the timeouts, they're wonderfully coached by Nick Nurse. Leonard wins. We ran through all the attributes of what Kawhi Leonard is as a player. Lowry had his moment. I feel good for him. Van Fleet has showed you the mental toughness. You love Siakam. I mean, there's a lot to like about this Toronto Raptor team, and they're deserved champs. Nobody cried for Cleveland when Cleveland was all banged up, the Lakers in the 80s and everything like that. That's fine. But the only thing I wanted to mention was that, they beat Golden State. They beat them in name only, and they took advantage of a really banged up Warrior team that showed you, even after the latest entry in Klay Thompson, Taz, they showed you really a lot of heart in that fourth quarter because I thought when Thompson went down and he came back and shot the free throws and then was done for the game.
Yeah.
I did not think that game, I did not think Golden State would have the ball under 10 seconds go with a chance to win it.
Right.
Not think that game would come down.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
You give them credit for being able to hang in with them and hang in with Toronto. I didn't think they'd get there.
No, I didn't either. I mean, we'll see what happens going forward with this Warrior team. Like you were saying earlier, it could be the end, right? Could be the end
of a
legacy here. It could, of this great, mix-up of players, and definitely could happen. And then we're going to know here soon, right? In the next month or so, we'll find out what's going on.
June 30th starts.
So
we'll find out about Durant come June 29th. Taz, that's the last day he gets to opt out, or the last day that he has to let the Warriors know whether he's going to play for that one-year deal. 1 year that's left on his contract, to decide to hit free agency. Thompson's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Now he's going to be coming off a torn ACL. But we the North, the Toronto Raptors, win the NBA championship last night with a 4-point victory over the Golden State Warriors. Taz, I'm going to throw something at you about Steph Curry.
Okay.
Late in these games.
Now or later?
No, later.
I'm ready.
When we come back. It's called we'll tease it. When we come back, we'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227. It's Taz of the Moose with you. On this Friday morning, your Raptors are your NBA champs. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm listening
to feisty this morning.
Okay, yeah. Who's who? Who is?
I am.
You are. Yeah. And I'm on the cusp of being a little feisty.
Yeah.
I can say that.
No, it's good conversation. It's good
I agree. Look, we just walked in. We'll get to the phones here in a second.
We'll get to you guys in a second.
I know everybody wants to talk about the Raptors' victory here. Yes. We'll get to that in a second. But Andrew just walked in the studio.
No,
3-2-1, here we go.
Go ahead.
Thank you, guys.
Go ahead. Take it away.
Is this what a seizure feels like? Here's your report. It is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. At the very least, the Warriors' run at Oracle Arena ended last night with a 114-110 loss to the Raptors in Game 6 of the Finals. Steph Curry among those that lingered in the building long after the Raptors became champs.
We've had a lot of great memories in this building. I think it's iconic in the sense of our entire history of this organization and how we got to this point.
Curry scored just 21 points last night, missing 8 of 11 threes, including one for the lead in the final seconds. But maybe more than just their tenure in Oakland ended last night. Kevin Durant and his torn Achilles, likely to leave in free agency. And now Klay Thompson will miss most of next season after tearing his left ACL. Curry, though, remains positive about the future.
I wouldn't bet against us, you know, being back on the stage, you know, next year and going forward.
Thompson was hurt trying to dunk. Danny Green blocked him. He landed awkwardly late in the third quarter. He shot the ensuing free throws, checked out of the game, and never returned. The Raptors' future is unsettled as well with Kawhi Leonard's pending free agency, but who cares about that right now? Leonard and Fred VanVleet with 22 points apiece, 26 for Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam, and now they are champions after their third win of this series in Oakland. Lowry tries to explain that.
I think it allows you to lock in a little bit better. I think it allows you to have that us against the world mentality where the only thing that matters is the guy next to you.
So the franchise has its first title. It is Canada's first since the Blue Jays in 1993. Away from the playoffs, Kemba Walker says he might consider leaving money on the table so the Hornets can spend it elsewhere. Walker eligible for a 5-year, $221 million Supermax extension this summer. Breaking overnight, longtime Broncos owner Pat Bowlen passed away at 75 after battling Alzheimer's. Bowlen gave up day-to-day control back in 2014. His Broncos made 7 Super Bowls, winning 3 of them. The NFL has given teams one more week to submit their feedback on reviewing pass interference calls. For now, the booth, not coaches, will initiate reviews in the final 2 minutes of each half and OT. The booth, though, will use stricter criteria for these plays to avoid unnecessary delays.
The conditions were mild and the scores showed it.
Anne Liguori from the U.S. Open, 39 golfers under par in round one at Pebble Beach, led by Justin Rose. His 6-under-65 ties for the best opening round score in the Open at Pebble. He has a one-shot lead on a foursome that includes Ricky Fowler. Two-time defending champ Brooks Koepka shot 2-under, minus 1 for Tiger Woods. The arrest count is now in double figures in connection with the shooting of David Ortiz Sunday night in the Dominican Republic. Police there now say over $100,000 was paid out to all of those involved. On the field last night, the Red Sox rallied for a 7-6 win over the Rangers. The Yankees blew a 4-0 lead in Chicago. The White Sox winning that one 5-4. And the Angels got a 5-3 win in Tampa Bay. Shohei Ohtani hitting for the cycle. The first player born in Japan to do that in big league history.
I got to tell you, that's got to be one of the more difficult things to do in pro sports. Hit for the cycle.
Yeah.
Think about that, dude.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know.
Single, double, triple homer, yeah.
That's just... It's like you need a little luck in there, too. A little bit of luck. But, yeah, you know, because you got to hope something drops in the gap. When you can, the triple's probably the hardest one.
I would probably say yes.
Triple's the hardest one?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's more rare than a no-hitter, too.
I think the words are more rare.
More rare?
Not rarer.
Not rarer?
I rarer. You don't say that. You say more rare.
I go to you for my grammar.
You're more of a vernacular guy.
It's rarer.
It is rarer, right?
I think that's a word, rarer.
No, I think...
Can I have a steak? Can you make it more rarer?
Well, no, you wouldn't say more rarer.
You make the steak more rare.
No, rare.
No one says that. We'll toss like that.
Medium rare.
Medium rare. I'll take it medium well.
Medium well.
Sir.
Well.
You butterfly it. Make it rarer.
Yeah.
Nope.
Come on, please. No, you could say it's too rare.
That makes sense. What you just said.
Right. But I'm not going to say right. Okay.
Please don't make it too rarer. Come on.
No, that's not the way we're using it in the sentence. But okay. Right.
Taz is right.
Whatever floats your boat, Taz.
The Oxford English Dictionary adjusts.
Just saying. It's the way.
Correct. Yeah. But you're using it in a way we were not using rare.
Yeah.
But yes, in the way you were using it, you're correct. That's the way you would say it.
So, Andrew, how did you say it again?
I was wondering if it's more rare or rarer.
To hit a triple, I mean, to hit a cycle.
It's rarer for a triple as compared to a
What I would have said was, well, you know, it's definitely not as often to hit the triple.
The Raptor fan is please,
still,
guys.
You're still
just
wrong.
Talk about the Raptors.
Come on, let's go.
Let's talk about Toronto.
It's our time to shine.
All right, no problem.
Take it away, Toronto.
Yes.
See you guys in an hour.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. 855-212-4227, your number to call.
Let's go up to Calgary and talk to Kevin. Listen on 960 AM. Kev, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, I got it going with Taz here. Taz, you're right. They play each other. They played hard. The guy got injured in the last game, sure, but it was late in the game, and... you know, the Raptors had that series 3-2, and what a game, though. 110, 111, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I was going, oh, no, we got to win this one, you know. So, and what a week in sports.
Absolutely.
St. Louis winning their very first in 50 years.
How do you feel that a non-Canadian franchise won the NHL, won the Stanley Cup?
Oh, Canadian teams are really having a hard time. They haven't won in 10, 15 years now. Yeah. NHL belongs to the United States now.
So Kevin, you agree with Taz on what point? That what? You beat the team in front of you?
I just think that like Boston got taken out by the Blues, and Boston, everybody picked, you know, they were going to win that game 7. When you're playing head-on like that, And you win, and it goes down to the wire again. They're counting seconds. They won because they were a team. And Golden State, what an effort they had. You know, it was just a really good game.
But I didn't take away. I mean, I don't know where we're. I don't know if you don't really. You know, you agree. No one's taking anything away from Toronto. The point being is that injuries did factor in. The Bruin example. Boston was healthy. They played poorly.
Oh, sure.
Tukaras did not have but he was on the ice. I mean, you could look at Ryan O'Reilly played with fractured ribs. I mean, both teams were banged up going into it, but guys played. As NHL, as we talked about the other day, NHL players are remarkably tough, and St. Louis showed themselves to be the better team in that series, but it was a relatively healthy Boston team. The only point I made about Golden State is I'm not taking away from the championship Toronto won, but injuries played a role in the series. That's all.
But Pharrell said, he said if Bryant wasn't going to play, they still basically were going to win the series at the beginning of the series. He said they're too good, but it'd be a nice story if Toronto won, he said. So, you know, Bryant wasn't a factor anyway, according to a lot of people, because they didn't expect him to play. The last one, Clay, he went out. Clay went out. Yeah, that's the way it goes, you know.
Well, yeah.
So that's why I'm going with Taz. That's my kind of feeling. That's all.
All right.
Team
Kevin. Against team. You know.
I love you, Kevin.
We appreciate it, Kev. It's great to hear from you, bud. Thanks, buddy. It's simple. You guy agrees with me. We move on.
About what? No,
I think he's agreeing with me that I'm saying you play the team that's in front of you. That's all he's saying.
Oh, no.
I don't think he's arguing the fact that if...
I'm not
I don't
disagreeing
think he
with
say,
that.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. You know how it is. When people hear radio, they think it's a debate. Everything's a debate.
But I'm not disagreeing you beat the team in front of you. No one's saying that.
Mike, what were you saying? Mike was saying something. What were you saying, Mike?
It's Durant, not Kobe Bryant.
The part that I get confused about is everybody before the series said that the Warriors were gonna win, and it didn't matter that Kevin Durant wasn't playing. Now the series is over, and it's, oh, well, they didn't have Durant.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can bring that up. That's fine.
But I agree the Clay thing is humongous, and I think they win yesterday.
I mean,
but
they won last night. If Thompson doesn't tear his ACL, Golden State's winning that game last night.
I agree with that.
I mean we're seeing a game 7 Sunday night, where Toronto's rear end would be as tight as anything else going back home. I mean, they're winning that game. That's the only point. I mean, listen, and you could say that, but here's the deal. That's fine. You could say, well, everyone's picking Golden State. I picked Golden State before the series started. I knew Kevin Durant. I thought he'd return in the series at some point in time. He did. He tears his Achilles tendon. I'm not taking anything away from what Toronto accomplished. I'm only criticizing those that are saying,
Well,
they took down the great run of Golden State, almost like they conquered, they beat King Kong. No. I mean, without two legs and blind.
Right. Well, yeah, that I hear. Listen, but I got it. But the thing
that's
is,
it.
But then what are we saying here? Like, rhetorical question here for you, okay? Not a direct question, but what are we saying? Are we saying that this particular configuration of the Golden State Warriors is the Warrior team, or you know, meaning Thompson, meaning KD, meaning Durant, meaning Dre, meaning, you know, is that the configuration that's only the Golden State Warriors, or is it probably to the point you're making that, well, that's the championship configuration, right? Well, no, those great all-stars.
Those great team, right, it's the championship configuration. You know, listen,
or all the Golden State Warriors, just the Golden State Warriors.
Well, Taz, I think he overstated it, but Van Gundy brought it up, right?
Right.
With no Durant and no Klay Thompson, right? He said, if you take this Warriors team without those two players and have them play 82 games in the regular season, what'd he say? He didn't think, he didn't think they'd make the playoffs in the Western Conference.
Right, that's right, yeah.
You know, that's the team that was on the court last night in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, Steph Curry's, minuscule? Draymond's minuscule?
No, I'm just saying, rhetorically. But Taz, you look at everyone else that they have on that team. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is a shell of a player.
He's very inconsistent. He shows glimpses since he's been back from the injury. He had 12 points yesterday. He didn't do nothing.
But you're talking about a guy that at one point in time was a 25-point per game
scorer. I know. And the other day we were praising him because he did play good.
Right. I understand, but he's not the same.
He's not. No,
coming
he's
off
not.
That Achilles
I
injury.
Totally
that's
agree
all.
With
I mean,
totally
he's,
agree with you.
He's just not the same player. And that's fine.
Hold on a second. I think he came back a little too quick.
Yeah, I mean, you're a former athlete. You know more than that than what I do. I mean, he was out for almost a year between games. I mean, we run through that timetable of guys coming back off a torn Achilles, Taz. He's at the top of the list.
He is. As you pointed out yesterday, I think he's a big dude, though.
Well, he's a big man.
So that's tough to recover.
Right.
You know, it takes time.
Right. Not only are you talking about the length of the leg, the length of the Achilles, but you're also
thick.
Talking about a lot of weight.
A lot of weight, yeah.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, he wants his stock to rise. That's why he came back probably early for the summertime.
Right, he wants to get paid.
Yeah, he wants to get paid.
Right,
yeah,
and now he's coming back, obviously, from the quad injury and that he suffered earlier on in the postseason.
Again, overcompensation. That's correct. Like with Klay Thompson last night. So the left hammy is what he had strained, and then last night he blows out the left ACL.
But he lands weird.
He did land weird, but the hammy's not helping support or the quad. I'm saying when there's slight injury, things overcompensate. Side note. Someone needs to maybe. I told Mike this before the show. If I was the owner of the Golden State Warriors, I'd have probably a lengthy conversation with my head medical team and head trainer. Because I don't know, dude, what's going on with their training staff for the medical. I gotta tell you.
I'm more critical of Durant than I am Klay, Taz. He's going up for a layup.
He
gets challenged at the rim, and then is kind of going back and comes down, and you see that knee buckle. And anytime you see that knee buckle that way, as we've watched enough sports in our lives,
and then he
grabs the knee. You knew he suffered a significant.
I completely
injury.
Agree with you, but the first thing that hit my brain when I knew it was the left leg, and what happens is, and I triple check with Andrew. I said he did injure the left hammy a while back, whatever, a couple weeks ago. He goes, yeah. Because, you know, so here's the thing. The hamstring and the quad is going to fire off when you land awkward or you run awkward because it's going to the muscles protect each other. So if there's some kind of a tarnishing to either your quad or your hamstring, the meaty part of your leg, your upper thigh and back of thigh, you know, that could help not protect a joint in your knee.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, if it was his right leg, I probably wouldn't say anything. But he did, to your point, land really funky. We've seen guys with healthy hamstrings and quads land like that and do the same exact thing. So maybe my point's not valid. You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, let's say, however you want to cut it, right. Taz. It's an injury now, and it's a long rehab process for Klay Thompson after he suffers that torn ACL. And that's where you feel. And I think his stock obviously rose in this series, Taz. He was fantastic when he was on the court. I mean, he really was offensively and defensively. He was great for Golden State. One guy that was not great down the stretch for the Warriors is their big star, and that being Steph Curry. I mentioned we'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227. Reaction of the Raptors being the NBA champs, as Kawhi Leonard called it, the Larry O.B. trophy. They are hoisting that up and taking that back to Jurassic Park and up to Toronto. We are the North, your champs, but we'll talk a little bit about Steph Curry, the clutch factor with Steph. We'll get into that next. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Turn that thing on, that button.
There we go. Thank you. Very good. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Talk about the Raptors. Big victory over the Warriors. Let's go out to Jersey. Talk to our friend John.
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
Hey, John from Jersey, listen on radio.com. What's up, Hoss?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been really active the past week on Twitter. What, did you just learn how to do it or something? What's going on? What's the story? Exactly. Well said. How can we help you? All right.
Well, just a programming note for you, Taz. I will be on vacation next week, so I don't want you to miss me long enough.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
I'll miss you, John.
Well, we know Moose will definitely miss you, but I'll men's miss you. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about the Moose.
Hold on a second. So, because you're on vacation, you can't call the show? What's the story?
Well, no, I'll be on a cruise. I'll be out of the country.
Yeah, enjoy yourself, John.
What about when you guys port somewhere? You can't run and just grab a phone.
And just so you know, John, the underlying shot that Taz took at you was he wants you to tweet about him more. He's bothered by the fact that you tweeted about me.
This is not true.
Well, that is so.
That is such.
If you really want to know. So, John, if you want to get back into the inner circle of one Taz,
this is not true.
Send out some tweets at official Taz. That's one Z. Show a little love, and he'll be like, "I love you on Twitter."
John's been tweeting hot takes about wrestling. Are you kidding me? I'm like, what's John doing? That's crazy here. It's unbelievable.
Well, what's on your mind, Johnny?
What's going on?
Next question.
I think you got to give Toronto credit. I mean, obviously they didn't just beat Golden State to win the title. They had to get there. They had the best record in the regular season. They beat Milwaukee, beat Philly. But you have to recognize that the team that they beat in this series was just a shell of themselves. I mean, to be fair.
I think a shell of themselves a little bit of a stretch, right? They still had Green. They still had Curry. Klay played most of the game.
They didn't have Durant. And like you said, if Thompson's playing this night the whole game, they win that game.
I know. And if my aunt had you-know-what, she'd be my uncle.
I understand, but it's part of the story. I mean, it is. You can't say that it's not. That's the only point. I mean, it is part of the equation. All right, you want to take Durant out of the mix? Give me Klay Thompson healthy for the. That's where some are going to say you're going to put an asterisk on it. No, you're not going to do that. But you're certainly going to be, when you talk about the 2019 NBA Finals, Taz. Mm. I mean, it is definitely going to be a part of the conversation. People are going to see, wow, Toronto ended that great run of Golden State. You're going to be, well, they did. But you also have to be fair. Golden State didn't have the best offensive player in the world in Kevin Durant.
And they didn't have one of the best two guards for the entirety of the series.
Well, I don't know. I mean, game four, they had Thompson, they had Curry, they had Cousins, they had Green, and the Raptors won the game. They beat them up pretty good, 105 to 90 or 92. I don't know. And Clay had 28 points.
No, I'm not saying.
I'm just saying. Listen, like, it's not like Clay didn't play at all in the series.
He did. I understand that he did, but it was a diminished Thompson. When he misses a game and is out last night in the fourth quarter, you know that.
He had the momentum in the fourth, to your point.
He scored 30 points in three quarters.
Like, rapido, he did. Yeah, and over three quarters. Right? But he started, as the game went later, he was getting hotter and hotter. Yeah, to the point you're making.
No, that's all.
The team that was on the floor in the fourth quarter last night for Golden State, they don't win 45 games in a regular season.
They can't score.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I mean,
tip us the break here.
Right. I mean, you got a guy like Cook who's backing off Van Fleet to allow him to shoot a wide open three. I mean, what are we doing defensively there?
Yeah. You got to get on the guy. Get on his hands or something. No,
get back to your calls at 855-212-4227. NBA Finals, Raptors, your champs. Taz Blue, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.